My name's Carolyn Corden. I'm not actually from Gawler. I'm a ring-in from the Malalar district. My writing group is in Gawler, though, and Gawler has a great cafe where I'm a writer in residence twice a week, Poetic Justice Cafe Gallery. That might change. Who knows what's happening there? I'm there lunchtime every Monday and Thursday and at random other times too. Anyway, this Gawler connection led to this podcast. The request for things went out, and I said I would welcome the chance to read from one of my books. I chose Dig It, Gardening Tips for Dogs. I'm a bit of a dog person and a bit of a gardener too, so this book seemed like a good idea. Way back in 2007, my friend Ali Heen and I decided to self-publish a book, this book. I would do the text and Ali would do the illustrations. So we did. I thought about gardening and about dogs, and the words came out. I was in the mind of Buster, a dog who knew all a dog needs to know about gardening. I gave Ali the words, and she came up with lively and lovely pictures to go with my words. My husband Graham was the clever person who came up with a great name. I'm going to read some of this little book now, with more to come, another time perhaps. Please imagine me as a slightly hairy hound with a glint in his naughty eye. So here we go for Dig It, Gardening Tips for Dogs. The introduction. I've written this book in response to all of my canine friends who are constantly telling me how attractive my garden is. I want to encourage everyone, canine and human, out into the garden, and I want all to learn to love the feel of dirt under their toe and or fingernails. Everyone who knows dogs loves being out in the garden, even if us dogs can have the company of humans as well. Not everyone realises, though, that many dogs derive great enjoyment from more than just chasing a tennis ball around the lawn. For those humans who aren't aware of this aspect of canine recreation, and for those dogs who've never enjoyed it to its full extent of a well-made compost heap, I hope reading this tome will help you discover, as I have, the joys of gardening for dogs. Go on, get out in the garden and feel the muddy paws and the joy of that. Thank you, I'm Buster. Compost heap. As I've mentioned in the introduction, this can be a great source of satisfaction for a dog. There are a couple of interesting angles on compost heaps. Firstly, for the serious gardener, it does take some hard work. You have to collect together lots of prunings, grass and other bits and pieces of organic matter, dead creatures or whatever you can find. Cotton and woolen things from the clothesline work very well too if you shred them properly. Then you have to leave everything in a heap and turn the heap over regularly. Leaving it alone is the hardest part. I must admit I've never seen this done properly in a household with dogs in it. Who wants to leave all those interesting things in one little heap? Personally, I prefer to spread them around. It's much more fun helping humans with their own compost heap. They put the most interesting things in a compost heap. Bones, dead birds, veggie scraps, leftovers from dinner. Unfortunately, after you've investigated the compost heap a few times, humans tend to move the heap from where a dog can't get to it, behind a fence or something like that. I can't think why. Anyway, a compost heap can be heaps of fun, but you could well end up getting a bath, yuck, or get banned from the house for a while after you've played in it. So that's compost heaps. The next chapter is the art of pruning. Woof!